This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Two Philly correctional officers have been arrested and accused of smuggling contraband and narcotics into the prison system. KYW's Vic Ragupathy.
41-year-old Roderick Price and 23-year-old Christina Ingram both worked at Kern Fromhold Correctional Facility in Holmesburg. That's where the district attorney's office says they operated separate contraband smuggling schemes that brought in thousands of dollars. Philly DA Larry Krasner.
When you take money to bring contraband into a correctional institution, you endanger everyone. You create a culture of lawlessness in that prison that is completely unacceptable.
Authorities say a separate investigation into a shooting and kidnapping revealed an inmate in that case was receiving contraband. The assistant DA says investigators then discovered many inmates were getting cell phones, charging cords, AirPods, and narcotics from within the prison system. Eric Desiderio, president of the union representing the city's correctional staff, calls the suspects rotten apples.
You're weak if you do something like that. Come to work, do your job, go home. Don't take this life home with you, and don't take your home life here.
Prisons Commissioner Michael Resnick says, quote, introducing contraband undermines the security and integrity of our facilities and threatens the safety of all of our staff and the inmate population, end quote. Vik Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. KYW.